several Saturday workshops. Where is Keokuk at? I mean, how close is this to going to the public?
Well, it would appear that we're pretty much closed out. John Russell, our finance director, has gone through each one of the individual budgets submitted by the department heads and has approved. We can live within that with our budget. And we went through last week, weekend, we went through the capital expenditure requests from each department. And it would appear we're going to do most of those. It's going to cost between $1.5 and $1.9 million. How we're going to do that, we've agreed that we will. We're either going to bond, we could get a line of credit from a bank if they'd make that available, so that you may have a line of credit for $1 million. As you use it is the only time you get charged the interest. So if you use $20,000, $30,000, that's all the interest you're being you're using and getting charged for. So it makes sense if we can do that. Also, some of the equipment, we're going to see whether we can finance those. But we get pretty good prices, and you know, there's a lot of equipment that's worn out. We didn't do any capital expenditures last year, so we have to replace police cars and things like that.
That's what I was going to say. What are some of those types of capital projects that will go through this year that maybe didn't go through last year?
Well, we're in desperate need of two police cars. Those are driven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One officer gets out and another one gets in. So we have two that we have to replace. The problem is they're no longer making the Crown Victorias that was a standard police car, so that when we trade it out or when we get a new one, we have to change the entire interior, the cages and the light bars and everything. So that's an added expense. We're going to buy some, we have to buy bulletproof vests. We have to buy some self-breathing gear for the fire department and a vehicle there, end loaders, street sweepers, some of those types of items.
Does this get into any street reconstruction? That area over there by Wells Carry, anything streets, or are we just talking the physical equipment when it comes to this capital?
We're pretty much talking physical equipment. There are a couple items. One's the airport. We're getting $4+ million from the federal government, and we have to match it with about $215,000 of our own. We're getting repairs, $222,000 on the Georgia and Verity boat down in the riverfront, and it's going to cost us $44,000 on a match. So other than that, it's pretty much equipment. We have in our plans to do some of the streets. You know, one of the things, if we need to, we can run some of that into this this expenditure. There was talk about maybe doing $3 million project where we roll some of the physical streets, infrastructure, things like that into the capital purchases. So whether it's a bond, whether it's a line of credit, whatever it is, that's what we'll do.
And that's a case where it's not going to be like with Grand several years ago. It was all borrowed, so you're already paying off that money. This would just be having that access available is one of the options you're looking at. We have $1 million line. We'll use $20,000. We'll be paying back the $20,000. You're not paying back the whole million right off the bat.
That's correct. And so that's a good way to do it. So we actually have the money available, but only get charged as we use it.
Anything in terms of layoffs or hiring, or are we just looking at keeping staffing the same?
We're pretty much keeping staffing the same. We have had three retirements in the fire department, the chief, an assistant chief, and a regular firefighter. So we'll be replacing. We have one left to replace, and we'll replace that individual. But other than that, as the attrition happens, we're pretty bare bones in each department. So we will be hiring to replace. I mean, you know, you got two people in the parks department, and there's probably more work than that, but we're at bare bones because of the economy.
Anything you can do in terms of new programs, new initiatives? Is there anything this year that maybe hasn't been in previous budgets, or just in terms of thinking when it comes to improvements, anything like that? Any new ideas this year?
Well, we've talked about different ways to actually fund certain projects that we can do. We're ultimately going to have to do something about Grand Avenue. We've talked about just milling off the top because it's not concrete, and replacing the top layer of asphalt. I think in talking to the council people, they're probably going to go with a different way to do that with the concrete. But right now, our projects, we have certain projects that we're going to do, the South Side streets, but we're not figuring anything more into streets. We'd like to, but at this point in time, we don't.
So it's really that main priority is getting those streets that have been sitting with the gravel. That would be the main priority for the upcoming budget when it comes to those types of projects.
Well, we do have others like the hill slides and the Rand Park hill slide. The Department of Transportation is going to provide the funding for that, but we'll have a $200,000 to $400,000 match on that. So there are other projects going. There's several hill slides that we'll be working on, and so it keeps going.
Any department bring in any saying we would really like to start this type of a program, or we would really like to, that the council just passed on this year, or maybe they said yes to?
Well, we've talked about putting money away for capital expenditures, such as fire equipment, trucks, police, the same thing. That's tough to do when you're on a bare-bones budget. Again, we will like to do that, and if we can make some of those expenditures, that all comes down to the finance manager and what we can work out with the finance committee.
Really, it comes down to with the capital. Is it the city has a little more borrowing capacity? I mean, some would say, if you're struggling and having a bare bones budget, I mean, it's kind of that, do you spend now, do you spend later? Is there signs of any additional revenue, stuff like that, that makes it more likely to do capital this year compared to last?
Well, we were asked, the EPA last year said raise your sewer rates by 20%. We were able to keep it 11%. However, that's one way, and we've talked about another 5% increase, because we're ultimately going to have to go to about $41 a month, and we're in the mid to higher 20s per month now. So that's an extra income source. So that's one thing we've talked about. We also have on our backs the CSO project, the sewer separation. So, you know, our bonding, we want to keep our bonding as low as possible, because that's one of the things we're going to do the sewer separation.
Was there any discussion of putting money into next year's budget as a match grant donation to the hospital? Was that discussed at all?
We didn't really get into a major discussion of that. There is, at present, we haven't had the actual request, but there's a disproportionate fund, a disproportionate share fund for hospitals, and if the city is able to provide $100,000 this county, then the state will match that, and the feds will give us as a match about a little over $1 million. So that's something we're looking at, and I believe we have, you know, I hate to touch it, but we got the bridge fund, because we have to keep that for demolition. We've loaned $200,000 to Amjet. There are some patents that are collateral for that. So we do have collateral, but, you know, if we're willing to try to get new business here with the loan of money, we could give some money to the hospital, because it's job retention. You're talking 300 jobs.
Probably the final thing, the tax rate. Is there any fluctuation when you're looking at this year?
Not this year. We're not touching the income increase in the tax rate. You know, we're always got a problem that school can raise and the county can raise. So we're not going to. We raised the first year I was here, but this year we haven't even talked about that.
What some may say, why not look at raising it a little bit just to maybe get some kind of new revenue coming in? I mean, was that even discussed at all?
Not really, because we're concerned about what the governor wants to do and decrease the commercial property tax by 40% is what he'd like to do. I think the Democrats are going to keep him at a lower rate, and it'll be over a number of years. But we'd like to see what that's going to be, because we don't want to put on the residential taxpayers, and that's what it seems the governor's doing, is putting a burden on them to make up for the commercial taxes he wants to cut. So I think we're holding off on a tax increase to see where we are in the future.
Really, any final thoughts, anything people should know about this budget and the process?
Well, I think it's a long process, and we have a very good finance manager, works very hard, and we really try to keep it to the bare bones and try to work within our means.